Ford is speeding up the dramatic downsizing of its North American operations. The automaker announced big cuts in its blue-collar workforce earlier this year. Today, Ford said it would offer buyouts to all of its production workers. It also said it wants to eliminate a third of its white-collar workers and cut its annual operating costs by $5 billion. Coming up, we'll hear reaction from employees, and we'll hear about what car buyers are looking for these days. We begin our coverage with Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter.
Only a few years ago, Ford was generating big profits off the strength of its popular pickup trucks and SUVs. But times changed. The price of oil soared after Hurricane Katrina, and again this summer following renewed conflict in the Middle East. Customers searched for more fuel-efficient vehicles, while Ford trucks and SUVs gathered dust in dealer showrooms. Today, Ford's president of American operations, Mark Fields, stared into a closed-circuit TV camera and admitted what industry analysts have been saying for months.
The reality is that our business today is structured around a model that worked well for us a decade ago, but is no longer viable today.
Ford recognized earlier this year that it was making too many vehicles customers didn't want. The company said it would cut 30,000 hourly jobs and close more than a dozen plants by 2012 under a turnaround plan it dubbed The Way Forward. Over the past decade, Ford's share of the U.S. market has declined from 25% to just over 17%. Ford's Mark Fields says the company eventually expects to control only a modest 14 or 15% of the market.
We expect these market share declines, as well as continued high raw material costs, to delay the return of full-year profitability for our North American auto operations until 2009.
So Ford is suspending stock dividends until it starts making profits again. It is also accelerating its Way Forward turnaround plan. The company offered buyouts to all of its 75,000 hourly workers and says it will eliminate about 14,000 salaried positions. That's about one-third of its white-collar workers. It also plans to close or sell all of its parts plants. And Ford wants the cuts completed by 2008, 4 years earlier than originally planned. Automotive analyst Jim Hall says the company has little choice.
The original timing of the Way Forward plan, I believe, was the product of some very optimistic thinking. The bottom line is the spike in fuel prices brought everything to a head way faster than anybody in the industry could have predicted.
He adds that mounting losses may have forced Ford to take immediate action. Recent published reports cite internal company memos forecasting that Ford will lose as much as $6 billion this year, not including the cost of the employee buyouts. In fact, the company's Mark Field says Ford has a long list of as-yet-unspecified plants it might be forced to close over the next few years.
We know these decisions bring even more pain to the business in the short term, and they will require sacrifice from our employees, labor unions, dealers, and suppliers. We also know that our work is far from over. But together, we are building a much stronger Ford Motor Company and a more secure future.
The grim news out of Ford's headquarters sent the company's stock down sharply today. But if the restructuring plan works, Ford could make its way back. General Motors began similar cuts in its workforce earlier this year, and analysts predicted it could take years for the company to again turn a profit. Yet GM did manage to show an operating profit in its most recent quarter once the costs of its restructuring were factored out. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.